Hey guys, welcome back to Late Night Snack. The music in the background, I do not own rights to. If you can hear me, let me turn it down a little bit. Okay, I think that's pretty good at a level that we all can hear. I am your hostess, Eve. Hello, how are you? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Back like I never left. So today's episode, sorry, something on my bed. Today's episode is Mental Tap number 2. It was basically, like I said, like the half version to the rest of the version that I was supposed to do originally before. And I still feel like this TV is loud. Got to turn you down. No diggity. But yeah, I just really want to just see where your mental lies, you know, how you guys think, how you really operate. So here goes. And I'm going to start back with my my quotes of the day. So my opening quote of the day comes from Twitter. It's Self Said from Inspirational Quotes. And it is, the hardest thing to learn in life is which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn. And David Russell is the creator of that quote. And let's jump in. Or lack of better words, tap in. I'm corny, don't worry about it. Okay, so number one, are women chasing lifestyle over a stable relationship? Yeah, this generation of women. And I really can't put it past the other generation of women. I mean, I really don't know any woman that doesn't, you know, value a lifestyle or a stable relationship. But you do have some women that rather have this certain type of lifestyle versus a stable relationship. You know, for some people, it's all about the looks and keeping up with the Joneses versus wanting to have an actual relationship that means something, has some type of value, or someone that brings something to the table versus looks. Because looks only last for so long, baby. You get old. You got some people that look good for the age. You got some of them that's young and look like they already up in age. You know, the struggle is real. Shit you go through. Anyway, I'm not gonna make this episode real long. I'm gonna try to keep it short and sweet. Like me. So shout out to my listeners on the podcast Anchor and to my viewers that are on YouTube as well. And to my viewers who don't know, I am on anchor.fm/Eve90s. And, you know, once, of course, I create the content on Anchor, it goes to, you know, the major platforms that I spoke about before, like Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, you know, and such and so forth and so forth. And for my listeners on the podcast, hi, you guys, you can, you know, reach me on YouTube, Eve Vashon. Late Night Snack, of course. So, let's get into it. Number two, I might have been tripping when I wrote that question. Can a man date a woman who is celibate? Okay, yeah, I was right. Can a man date a woman who's celibate? Can you? You know what? So, that could be a question, too, for women. You know, can you date a man who's celibate? Because women aren't the only ones out here being celibate. You got some men nowadays that ain't giving up the Johnson. That's not giving up the Johnson like that because, you know, they have value. They feel like they have standards as well as women do. So I would struggle, but it's possible. I believe I can date someone who's celibate. I feel like this dark. It's dark in here or something. Maybe I just need to get it better lighting. Later on down the line, once I really get it together, like get my own little platform, background, backdrop, and intros. I got to work on it on YouTube. Somebody, if anybody's out there who's willing to show me how to do it, happy girl. Please. But, yeah, I believe I can date someone that's celibate, male or female. I don't discriminate. I love them all. I just really rather that person actually be worthy of my time. Not just my time, but I do have two sons, and, you know, to love me is to love them. So, I think I could really, yes, I could. And like I said, it can be a struggle. It will be a struggle. Because I'm a very passionate, affectionate, I can be touchy-feely, you know, type of individual. Number three, do women or men hold out on not having sex as leverage? Now, I know myself being a woman, I have, and I've never met a man that wasn't easy. And I say that because the same way guys feel like, you know, I ain't never met a hoe that would not go. I ain't never met a man that's not easy. The same way a man feel like, you know, she a hoe. She done did this. She done did that. She done banged this nigga. She done this ninja. I'm trying to work on not saying that word. Work with me. I'm still a work in progress. But just the same, you are what you ridicule. Like, you trying to make me the object, but you are just as bad. You a hoe too. I mean, let's be real. You know what? I was just on the phone the other day with someone, and they were asking about what job I was in, because I always change jobs. The words used was, I change jobs like I change niggas. Ninjas. Damn. So we laughed about it on the phone. And I was like, I know you didn't. Like, how you gonna say I was like, no, I don't. I really don't. Y'all, I don't. So after us conversing about that on the phone, he busts out and starts humming. I think it's a Brent Fraser song. I got too many hoes. And I was like, really? He said, "Bye, why must I say that song right after the subject we just got through talking about?" Because you know the truth. Like, if you know what you're doing, you can't sit here and say something about somebody else. But truly, I don't change men like I change jobs. I change different jobs because I want different things from different jobs. But honestly, I really just want to work for myself. I'm sick of working for people. And I don't know if it's the fact that I'm getting older, that my tolerance for authority has grown very, very, very thin. And I've always been, my mentality of wanting to be able to be in control, I've always had that. You know, and I really don't like to repeat myself, but I can and I will, depending on the circumstantial situations that I find myself in where I have to repeat myself, but I don't like to repeat myself, but that's okay. But, shout out to him who, who said they had me sitting back for a second thinking like, damn, wait a minute, do I really? And I know for a fact I don't. But shit like that, when people say shit, it makes you think like, man, wait a minute. But no, I don't. I just, you know, change jobs sometimes. Anyway, number four. Could you be a sugar baby? A sugar mama or a sugar daddy? The only way I would be a sugar baby is if they don't want no sugar. That has always been the answer to their question. If I've ever came across where I placed myself in their predicament to be a sugar baby. Now, would I be a sugar mama? I feel like sometimes I am one. Oh, that laugh was ugly as hell. But I feel like the only reason why I said I am due to the relationship that I hold with the person I was talking about when we was on the phone with that whole you change jobs like you change men conversation. Him, he's a little younger than me, but he does not act his age, you guys. He's mature for his age, but sometimes his age might show. But and sometimes I feel like that, but I don't have a problem with that. I'm cool with it, but I don't give it up all the time. And when I mean give it up, I mean money, y'all, not the other stuff. Which I don't have a problem with giving it up. Because he is, you know, incredible. But could you guys be a sugar daddy? Can you see yourself being a sugar daddy? Like, even though you're saying no now to being a sugar mama or a sugar daddy or a sugar baby, you never know what the future holds. We don't know. Shit happens. One day you might be. One day. Near future. Number 5. Do's and don'ts in a relationship. Ooh. Top 5 do's and don'ts in a relationship. And if you don't have top 5, that's cool. Sometimes people don't have top 5s. Okay. 3 at best, if not 5. Okay. For me, the first one, Don't bullshit me. If we can try and keep it as 100 as possible, not even 100, you can keep it 1,000,000. Shit. If you can be that with me, no matter how I come off, I will certainly be pleased with you forever. Okay? My number 2, be loyal. I think we all lack. I know I don't. I know some people lack that. Okay. I get sidetracked. I don't know if y'all can still hear the music. And to my listeners and the YouTubers, I do not own rights to the music that's playing in the background. This is a playlist. 90s playlist. And I don't own rights to the music. I'm going to try to get back into playing music before and after, you know, my podcast, and I gotta figure out how to do it on YouTube. So what did I say? Was it number 2 or number 3? Number 3. Communication. If you can't communicate with me, don't bother. Please don't. Because communication is everything. You know, now I can confess, sidebar, I have a thing about if I'm going through something that I feel like another individual is not going to understand, then I'm not going to touch bases. I'm not even going to talk about it. You don't want to bring it up. Drop it. Let it go. I won't. You just be talking to yourself. I'm not getting into it. No. So, but communication is key. I'm working on it to, open up a lot more. It's just, I find myself in a trust issue state when I decide to be honest with certain people. And, you know, some people can use the fact that you're being vulnerable and that you're open up and that you're venting to them. They can use it against you. And that's the problem that I have with people using it against me, because I'm talking to you and I'm being real with you. I'm opening up in ways I know I don't with other people. And then for you to use it against me, like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? I'm trusted in you to, you know, be there. You're supposed to be that person. And that's my problem. But I'm slowly getting up out of that, you know. So, number four. I would like for you to be just as affectionate as I am. I can be clingy. But I know how to fall back too. But I really, you know, want to feel wanted and desired. Just the same way I want my mate to feel wanted and desired. Sometimes I have my hardcore days and I'm like, you know, leave me alone. But deep down, I really want you to bother me. But you can't read minds. So if it's one of those days that I really don't want to be bothered, then I really don't want to be bothered. Okay, it's telling me that my connection is unstable. Please wait while we try reconnecting. To my listeners on the podcast, I am reading something from YouTube. I mean, I'm not sure if it's still working or not. It says reconnecting. Even if it's having trouble, I'm still on the, you know, Aaron on the podcast. I am. Yes. So that's four for me. Communication. affection. Dang, what was the other one? Loyal. I can't remember what the very first one was. I'll be having these, like, dang, what'd I say? Moments. I think in the near future, I could possibly suffer from Alzheimer's. And I've said this for the longest of time now. And I hope to God I don't. And shout out to 85 South Show. I'm instead of saying this because one day I do believe, one day maybe, I'm going to be on the show. And I think it's called Crew Season. This it's a podcast show that's on Instagram. I think it's Crew Season or Craft Season. I could be saying that wrong. Please don't be upset with me, you guys. I really do don't mean no harm in getting names wrong. But I love when men can express themselves and let us hear their POV, you know, point of view. And I have to do another segment, which I do have a part two to men's point of view for the podcast. If anybody wants to be featured on there, hey, come hit me up. Let me know. We can do YouTube and podcast because I got both of them working, you know. I really love hearing males' point of views because I feel like at some point, you know, back in the day, it used to be a man's world. I say used to because now I feel like women have really taken over a lot. And, you know, slowly in some generations, you know, as, you know, time progressed on, you know, you had women with the talk shows and you still have women with talk shows. And we have a lot of women that do a lot of things now. We are very powerful beings. Men are too, though. So, you know, some things we talk about, sometimes we might bash men, sometimes we might glorify them. And now, you know, we have it where men are having their own platforms to put out how they feel. So I love that. I truly do. So yeah, those are my do's and don'ts in the relationship. I only had four. Can't remember the fourth one. So just three. Loyalty, communication, and being affectionate. I'd rather you be affectionate with me. If you're not, please slide over to the left. I'd rather you communicate with me in the relationship the best way you know how. Okay? And loyalty. I want that. Dude, please be loyal to me. Number six. What's better, physical intimacy or connecting, vibing on a level that turns into intimacy? I love them all. Now, I love to connect with you on a level where we're vibing with each other. Connecting and vibing, sort of the same thing, but just different words, different meanings. Okay. So, because there's somebody out there that's being technical, like, you know, it's not, yes, it is. But potato, potato, tomato, tomato, pussy, dick, okay, whatever. I went overboard. I go overboard sometimes, y'all. I love to connect and vibe with people, you know, even if we're just friends. We start off as friends and then it could turn into something more possibly if, you know, Lord willing, or the universe sets out whatever path that, you know, they feel your heart's desires. But a connection and vibe mentally. If you can mentally stimulate me, you have my mind, my body is following next. And sometimes I can be gullible, you know, and just the body speaks before the mind does. And that happens with men too, you know, shoot. Man gets stiff from just a simple conversation that they're having. It doesn't even have to be a sexual conversation. They could just be thinking to themselves whatever sexual thoughts that they're thinking to themselves. The same as women, because I do it too, because I have sex in my mind all the time, all day long. I do. That's just me. I don't know about anybody else. But, you know, yes, of course, a mental connection, a vibe, is way better than the physical. Now, for some, I know my best friend, she's a work in progress, but she loves physical connection. But she also loves the vibe and connecting too. But the physical, like some men believe in that love at first fuck. Because for some people, that is very true. I don't want to feel like I wasted my time trying to connect with you and vibe with you. And we've went 2-3 months talking with each other, socializing and networking. And then once we finally do have sex, it's wet. On both ends. She can be, I don't know, too dry, or the cat be too fat. And it's just not used to what you're used to visually. I don't know, you know. Then you have it on the male's perspective, on the male side, where some of the guys are not as well endowed as they spoke about, or their sex is not as great as they bragged about before, you know. So yeah, I get it. Number seven. Do you think it's childish to name your genitals? I don't know. At some point, I used to call mine's Fifi. And now, I just call a grown little woman. So, I really don't got a name for her no more, besides what I call her when I call her. Now, some guys, I don't know, be having some stuff, boy. They be having some names. Do you feel like it's childish to name your genitals? I don't know if childish is the word that I would go with, but that's the word that I decided to use with that question. Because Some people do name their sexual body parts their genitalias. What's the name that you've given your genitalia? Put that in the comments, please, YouTubers. I want to laugh. I love to laugh. If I meet a man that can make me laugh, you have my heart. But if I meet a man that buys me, look, I mean, I was just about to say it, buys me a Beyonce ticket. Look at God. Look at God. Working in the midst. And the universe is presenting itself the way it wants to. If a man buys me Beyonce tickets or Beyonce and Jay-Z tickets, because I want them to be together. But if you only do Beyonce tickets, baby, I will marry you. I will propose, okay? I will. Because, watch this. Yes. But anyways, okay, y'all. That was the last of my questions. It's been great. I really appreciate you guys. I really, really appreciate you guys for listening, because I have my days, my weeks, my months where I don't feel like today is the day. And doing this more is a good feeling that I have, relieving, you know, certain things I wanted to get off my chest or venting. I'm getting better with it. And I truly admire you guys for staying around and listening for newcomers who are just entering into my life, into this podcast life as well. I thank you. And I hope you all are doing swell, or, you know, trying your best to manifest or open up a little bit more about certain things that you probably didn't talk about before. You know, it's truly hard for people such as us to express ourselves in certain ways, because we don't want to be labeled or categorized or being, you know, put in a genre where people feel like because you're that color, you shouldn't talk about certain things, or they're, you know, you'd be labeled crazy, deranged, or whatever. In which I do have those deranged moments, but we ain't gonna talk about that right now. We already did in the last episode. If you gotta go already check it, go check it out. Mental health tap. But I truly do appreciate you guys. And I do have a ending quote that I want to use. Destiny's Child. So let me get into it. And the for the ending quote, it comes from Twitter again, and it's from one of the Twitterers at It's Okay _. And it is, congratulations to those who found partners with pure intentions. That shit is rare. I congratulate you. And I truly do congratulate those who have found a true partner, because it is rare, especially someone who started off as a best friend or as a friend and became a best friend that, you know, turned into something else and turned into something great. Because it's hard to find that, especially from being single to being in a relationship and staying in the relationship, maintaining the relationship. Congratulations, you guys. That's been my time, y'all. I appreciate you and I love you all. Peace, love, and blessings. And I'm out. I gotta work on it. I'm trying. But this is my